Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Oh.
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Next to him. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Welcome to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and I'd just like to welcome everyone for thanking everyone for joining us this evening. Before we get started, we're just going to open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you with one prayer for many things, Father God, for many things. I first come to you in prayer, just asking to please return all of the missing children that are missing all over the world, Father God. Just return them home safe and sound. I pray that everyone that has came into contact with these children are able to say something. If you see something, say something, to allow them to be able to be brought home safe and sound, unharmed and in one piece, Father God. Father God, I come to you in prayer, just prayer for the whole GQ Palace family, all the members and all the hosts as well as our CEO, Rich Money, Richard Archibald, who is on his way to the hospital right now as we speak. For those of you who don't know, my fiance, yes, he's on his way to the emergency room, and I'm just praying, and I'm hoping that God will see fit, that he'll touch the doctors and the nurses' hands, that they'll be able to touch and agree and find out exactly what's wrong so he will not feel the pain besides the normal pain that he will feel with his sickness and with his illness, Father God. Father God, I'm just asking you to protect over and just keep him covered and uplifted and encouraged at all times. I'm asking you to please cover over T.C. Holland, who have a surgery on Friday, and we're all hoping that she's doing everything that she has to do, and we're here to keep her positive, uplifted, and encouraged at all times, Father God. Father God, I'm just coming to you also in prayer, just asking you to protect over Rachel Hargrove, who's on her way and is a work in progress, and she's doing everything that you see fit for her to do, Father God. And we're just thanking you for the blessings that you have received, that you have sent to her, and the ones that you've done, and the ones that she will continue to receive from you, Father God. Father God, I'm just thankful that thanking you for Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, Evangelist Angela Parker, for just touching our hearts and just being such a spiritual leader, a motivator, an encourager, just uplifting us every single day, Father God. And we're thankful for her and for her ministry and everything that you are doing for her and that you will continue to do for her and her ministry. We're extremely thankful, and we're thankful for everything that she has done for us, GQ Palace as a whole and all its members, Father God. Father God, I'm just asking you to protect over Brother Scribby Hunter, who has attended another funeral, Father God, and I think that's number 8 within a month, Father God. And we're just asking that you keep him just uplifted, and we're thankful that he knows exactly who you are, and he knows that you are worthy and that you only take the best, Father God. But as they're going through the journey of trying to find out who's the person that has done wrong, who has brought some turmoil to their family, Father God, we know that you'll see fit and that you'll make sure everything is handled accordingly to keep everyone all in one shape, all in one hand, and just unharmed at all times, Father God. We're also thanking you for Tiffany and K.L. Belvin, who had a wonderful baby shower yesterday, Father God. And though we weren't able to attend, we know that you are working through them and Brother K.L. with his recent baptism. And we know that he is encouraged and he's uplifted and he knows who you are and he knows that he's going to be a great father, Father God, a wonderful father, a father, not a new father, but a father that's going to be able to be there 24/7 for his child, Father God. And we know that relative Kaylee will be here soon. Sister Kaylee will be here soon, and she'll be joining us, and we know that the Belvins will be blessed, and we thank you for all the blessings that you have claimed, that you have given them, and that you'll continue to give them as well, Father God. And we're just asking you, just a humble prayer, just asking you to just protect over our family members, our loved ones, anyone that's going to be traveling, Father God, in this storm that we're going to be receiving again, Father God. We just ask you that they are able to travel safely and sound, and they're able, as they travel the highways and byways, that they're able to get to their destination safe and one sound. And if you're able to take it slow, please take it slow. Everyone, take it slow out there. So we know that the roads are going to be very messy and very icy and that the commute may be very hard. But if you can please just take it slow and just say a prayer before you get in the car and just make sure that you know exactly what you're doing and where you're going, and just take it slow. Just take it slow. And that's my humble prayer that I say to you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to bring on our first couple of callers. We're going to bring on our special guest this evening, Elder Bradley and Monica Young. We'd like to welcome them to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Well, praise the Lord. How are you doing, woman of God?
Doing okay. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I just finished, our broadcast, and, God is so awesome.
One
of the things that I want to even encourage you, even in your broadcast, even in the ministry, and for those that you continue praying for those God has laid on your heart to pray for, Because, see, we're all body of one members, many members, and we have to learn how to exhort each other, lift each other up. One of the things I discovered in since of my years of being in ministry was that finally realizing and coming to the understanding that God created us for purpose, divine purpose. You know, He didn't create us for a religion. He created us to be kingdom citizens. In other words, when He created us to be kingdom citizens, He gave us authority over this earth. The authority was first on our mindsets. See, the enemy wants to attack us with all kinds of things, attacks with all on our mind, but we have authority over our mind. The enemy's key is to try to steal, kill, and destroy. I said that this evening is to kill, steal, and destroy the people of God through the lust of this world, the lust of the flesh, and the eyes and the pride of life. But he wants to attack our bodies too. I heard you praying for your husband, praying for, you know, other people. And I pray that God, I pray all that's already done by the authority of God. He's whatever situation that he's going through right now, your fiance, that is already done. He's already healed. He's going to give you a call very soon and tell you that they ain't find nothing wrong. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I just want you to be encouraged in your talk, encouraging what God has called you to do. Because, see, he has a plan. His original intent was to bring us back what the enemy stole from us from the very beginning. In the garden, he stole, the enemy deceived Adam and Eve. He deceived them with what I like to call with the bait of deception. Mm-hmm. But see, and even in the event of that, when he did that deception, God had an original backup plan. I talked about that the other night, how he, on our broadcast, I didn't even get to talk about my broadcast. But his original, his original plan, so I'm still preaching from earlier, so you can pick me up. But his original plan for us, when he promised Satan in verse Judges chapter 3, after they, you know, after they both were tempted, they both didn't know they bit the bait and they fell, he began to explain to Satan that his demise, when he said the deceit of the woman would bruise the head, he said that he was talking about the coming of the Messiah Christ. The enemy's plan from the very beginning is to get us to bow down to him and start it in the heaven, in the throne room.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to understand that God has given us authority over him.
The authority to exercise our dominion,
mm-hmm.
and the purpose of our destiny. And what Adam and Eve did, God is restoring what Adam and Eve lost.
Yes.
Because they were able to be manipulated from the serpent.
Yes.
And because they didn't exercise their dominion, that's the reason why they lost the kingdom. And God is restoring that, the kingdom.
Yes. Mm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. But one of the other things that we have to understand is who we are. You know, we were, you know, he created us for greatness. He created us to have, like I talked about this once again, about when we received Christ and salvation. The thing about salvation is that we received more than just fire insurance. You know, a lot of people think we got saved, you know, going to heaven and everything, but he didn't create us to walk around with the badge of salvation and to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, we were brought here to rule this earth.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, let me go there. Can I read it? Is it okay if I can go to a scripture?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, in Psalms 115, and I'll start at verse 14, it says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more." This is also a testimony blessing of a revelation of this scripture verse really blessed me. It said, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." You are, see, we already blessed. You are blessed. I mean, we were already blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The heaven, even the heavens, even above the heavens, are the Lord, but the earth had he given to the children of men.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of the Bible, he said that he gave us dominion. He gave us authority. First, we exercise over ourselves first.
I wanted to read that.
So the thing is that I keep encouraging woman of God, I'm feeling that connection. I feel that God is even going to do even a greater thing in your ministry. Begin to use that authority. Begin to speak the authority of God. God has called all of us to grace. He called all of us to be his ambassadors on this earth, that we are supposed to represent him on this earth. A lot of times things when we were taught from the, like, I always go back to the new members class. A lot of things we were taught, and it was good things we were taught. They were very legitimate, But the thing was that we weren't taught who we were. We weren't even taught to go back and study Jesus, the one who said us, the one who we received his power. When we got born again, we received the power of Jesus. We received his spirit. We received himself. But here's the key. We got to do the, I always talk about exercising our authority, but exercising our authority is yielding, allowing him to work in us. But not to just break through, say, with the breakthrough, but he's broke. He's already broke through us. Now he wants to break out of us. I encourage you, woman of God. I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Continue to continue praying. Continue fasting. Continue lifting up these people of God, because we need it. Like you said, I read this a little bit on your page. It says something about exhorting one another.
I also wanted to say something in that part where he was saying exhorting one another. Well, how when you were saying you were talking about when you were praying for your husband. And you were saying that what he was going through because of us seeking after the Father. See, a lot of us don't understand what Matthew 6:33 was. When we was in the church system, it wasn't set down, it wasn't taught to us what it really meant. That's why a lot of us is struggling with what do born again mean? What does it mean by salvation? What does it mean about eternal life? That's basically what we was always focused on. You know, understand?
Right.
So Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first. We have to seek. Seek first is God. It's the King. The first priority is seeking. Seeking means going after. We're supposed to go after what God wants us to go after, and that's his word. We're supposed to apply his word for us daily, every day, not just half of the day, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday. We're supposed to read his word every day. We should be in studying what God said every day so we can know what he said so we could be able to teach it to someone else. Well, he said that the kingdom of God is in hand, right? And he said that his righteousness and all these things shall be added to us, right? So all the things that we look at that scripture as, okay, if we follow Christ, then all these things, we're going to get all these great magnificent things, you know, all these miracles, everything. You know how everybody say your season is coming, fulfill, play this, put this dollar in, or put this off, and you're going to get this mighty blessing. You understand what I'm saying? We already have blessings, and that's where it's wrong at with the church today. So Matthew 6:33 is one of God's major laws. It's one of his commandments. First priority commandment. Just like we got the Ten Commandments, we got God's major law, which is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to them. When we inherit the kingdom and we get to know the knowledge and the authority that we have from having the kingdom, that's when we get the understanding of what God is saying to us. And I just want to tell you, love what you're doing. I love what God is doing by using you. So many people is going to be so blessed from your broadcast, just being able to allow them, just being you being able to letting them hear about the kingdom, because the kingdom been hid for us for so long. And you know how when people say that we're not an image of Christ, like we're not perfect, you always hear people say we're not perfect, none of us is perfect. Well, that's wrong. We are perfect. And if you go into Genesis 1, Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28, it tells you that we have dominion. Matter of fact, I'll read it. So my phone went to another one. Hold up.
Okay.
It tells you that we have dominion over ourselves. We have the authority to take over what the adversary tries to put on us. We don't have to just sit there and wallow in our sorrow. And it's all my life I've been in church, all my life. And I have a testimony, I can tell you.
Amen. Amen. Before you share your testimony, I just want to bring on a couple of callers that's been holding, and then we'll all talk together.
Okay.
All right. Are you okay? Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? I'm going to go to the next caller. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Evangelist Parker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I have you on. Evangelist Williams, are you there? Okay, she might
Hello?
Be on. Evangelist
Williams.
Evangelist
I'm here. Adriel, well, yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to bring on one more caller as well. Welcome to CQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kenny. I'm with Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I was
Good.
Just listening to, that's one of my favorite scriptures, is Matthew 6:33.
Okay.
And as
right,
I,
Kenny, just
she,
Kenny,
as she
Kenny.
Was saying,
Sir, can
yes.
you,
Kenny, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can
okay,
hear you.
Can I, okay. All right, so Kenny, what we just did was we have our special guest on the line, and then we just brought in three more callers as well. So our special
okay.
guest, Elder Monica Young, was going to share her testimony, and then we'll just go
okay.
down the line with everyone sharing their testimonies, and then we can talk about the scriptures that they have mentioned, okay?
Okay, okay, yeah.
All right, Elder Young, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right, so if... Sister Monica can share her testimony. I kind of interrupted her a minute there. Sorry about that.
Well, she was preaching. Was that her testimony? Okay. Okay.
He said that a testimony.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
But I want to say is from being in the church system from all my life, okay, and from learning techniques and the things that I have learned since I've been in the church system, I can truly tell you from being a witness that someone prophesying and telling you to put money in their ministry is not real. Some people are fake. You can sow, but you don't manipulate the system for someone to sow.
Amen.
And that's what's been going on for so long. And because of the manipulation of the sowing, my thing was, I was pregnant, and that was 3 years ago. And this prophet said he had a cloth, and he was telling everybody, you know, sow a seed and what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't dwell on me then as it dwells mm-hmm. on me now that was not God that was speaking to him. Because he was saying that he knew, basically he was calling himself God, and basically he was saying that he knew what God was telling him about each and everybody individual that was in there. He was saying, this is what God said. God said for you to put this in there. God said for you to put this in there. Basically what I'm saying is, as far as my testimony is concerned, is that he didn't know what he was talking about, because he told us to sow a seed, told us that we were going to get this miracle within some odd days. And within some odd days, we lost our daughter. Within some odd days. So my question with that was, oh, that was from God? But, you know, because of who I am and because I know God is not a God that destroys, you understand? I know that that's not the God that we serve. I know that wasn't God. That was man. And this is what these fake prophets are doing now. They're saying that they're blessing in people's lives and saying that they're you know, the prayer shawls and the clergy collars, and they're saying that you're getting all this great miracle and these blessings from all these things, and there's nothing even about that. You already have your blessing. You already blessed when you receive Christ.
You were blessed when you received Christ. The plan.
Yeah, and that's what I was
the original intent to was Genesis chapter 1, verse 22 to 28.
Which I was going to read to you.
And it said, let us make man in our image.
Let us make man in our image.
Which is his spirit.
After our likeness, and let them have dominion
mm-hmm.
over the fish in the sea, and over the fowl in the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. And the image of God created him. Male and female created he of them. And God blessed them.
That's the key right there. He blessed them. I mean, we were already blessed.
And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish and earth and subdue it. And have have dominion over the fish and sea and over the fowl in the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
His main intent, his original intent for mankind was not to give us a religion, not to give us anything but the kingdom. His main intent was to give mankind back everything that was lost from the beginning. See, mankind, he had to restore the kingdom of God back. One thing Jesus told us to do is in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, after he defeated the enemy in the wilderness, and he began to say, repent. That means change your mindset. You have to change your direction towards him. Not just thinking that Jesus is Savior, but he's more than, I appreciate it tonight, he's more than our Savior. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, another word for Lord is owner. You know, you hear that? See, when we're westernized, we hear about the landlord owning the building, right? But he is Lord, he's master, he's king. And we were all his royal automatic. That Bible that we're holding, that we're reading every day and studying, is about a king, his kingdom, and his royal offspring. And can we go to Exodus real quick? Exodus chapter 19.
Amen.
I'm going too fast, or I'm giving anybody else a chance. You know what? Hey, my sister. I can pre for hours.
You see, I read, right? And you see he got a phone there, right?
Yes, yes, and I see it too. Okay, but sure, go ahead to Exodus.
Okay, well, I don't want to get anybody else to talk now. I don't want to be all over this broadcast.
Well, it's from 7 to 9.
What I'm trying to show is that this evening, I keep saying that, when we receive Christ Jesus, we receive, in the word, another word for Christ, Christ isn't his last name. Christ means anointed Messiah King, the cross, the Christos. So that means we didn't just receive as him as Savior, we receive power against sin, but see, a lot of times we were, like I talked about earlier, we were evangelized about being feared from the penalty of hell, which is true. But even when he freed the Israelites from Pharaoh and the Egyptian slavery, he was trying to get their mindsets to change even here. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19. I'm going to start at verse 1 by time. In the third month, when the children of Israel brought forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephaim and were come to the desert of Sinai and pitched in the wilderness. There Israel camped it before the mount. And Moses went up unto God. Now, you hear the word God the Lord. Think about what he is. He's master. He's ruler. He's king. He said, God and Lord called unto him out of the mount, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I gave you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Last verse, it says, verse 5. Now, therefore, if ye will, here it go, obey my voice. See, obedience is the key to our walk. Obedience is the key to our breakthrough. Obedience is the key to our deliverance. Obedience is the key to our favor. We have to say we got the favor of God. But God is saying you got the favor inside you. But if you're not being obedient, I can't move in it. So the verse says that, now therefore, if ye be obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth, there you go again, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6, and ye shall be a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak. Now, he said this with the whole, back then, see, the God would walk with Moses. He said, now that I freed you from a physical slavery, now I'm trying to free you from a mental slavery. See, the biggest battle is in the mind. Now, can we go to another scripture? Can I go to another scripture?
1 Peter chapter 2. Glory to God.
Amen.
Chapter
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see how people come and tell you, woman of God, he said, I don't know what happens. The doctor said, you said, I don't know what happens. Glory to God.
Amen. We're going to we're going to start taking our callers. Sorry to keep everyone holding. We're going to start taking our callers and just allow them to share their testimony and what they're thankful for. We're going to start off with Evangelist Williams. Evangelist Adrian Williams.
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm just thankful to God that I have such a relationship with him that he's just given me a mind to just know his word and to know sound doctrine when I hear it. I was in a situation this past week, and there were some people that came in and were speaking about what they believed was the word, and I challenged them on it. I don't even want to say I challenged them. I just began to bring up the word, and I'm grateful to God that he protects my mind and that I know his voice and that I can hear him and that he just protects me and he keeps me because he kept me from dangers, hidden dangers this past week and a half. I've been through an ordeal, a real ordeal, and something I never thought that I would go through. Mm-hmm. But God took me through it. He's brought me through it, and I'm thankful that I went through it because it opened my eyes to some other things. It did. It let God show me some things about me, and not just about me. He also showed me some other things, and it just opened my eyes. And I'm just thankful to God that he just protects us even when we don't realize he's protecting us or don't think we need to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel we need protection, but we do. We do. And he has a way of bringing it to the forefront to say, hey, I protect you. And I protected you from this. So I'm just thankful, and I just thank God for that he just kept me this last week and a half.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And, of course, we welcome you to Spiritual Sunday. Evangelist Adrian Williams is also with Partners in Prayer Global Ministry. And, of course, I said a prayer for Partners in Prayer Global Ministry earlier as well because we are extremely thankful for them, and that's the whole GQ Palace family for everything that they have done for GQ Palace, and we're thanking God for everything that they've done for Evangelist Parker and her ministry as well. So we're going to go to Evangelist Parker to share her testimony or what she's thankful for this evening as well.
Oh, I'm so thankful for so many things, but I have learned how to decrease so that God can increase. And when you have a lot of people in a ministry like this, everybody can't tell it all. You've got to let the discipline of God go down in your spirit and allow everyone to get a chance to say something. So with that being said, I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here on the line. I thank the Lord for you, Sister Polite, and what he's doing for you and all of the people that work with you, your fiance, and everybody that has this wonderful vision. It is good for everybody to know the word. One thing that I am excited about the elder is that he's excited about the word. The word is what we need to know. If you're going to know Jesus, you can't know him apart from his word. So if you know the word, people can't rip you off and do like they did. The young lady was saying that they had the bad experience. If we would tell everybody that gets saved, everybody that wants to know Jesus, if the first place we would take them to is the word and not miracles and he's a this and he's a that and he's the other, get in his word. That's where we'll learn how to be obedient. That's where we'll learn to have faith. That's where we'll learn who Jesus is. So I'm very thankful today for knowing the word of God. I'm very thankful for God's people, and everybody out there in the world is not lost. There are a lot of people that love God. What did he tell Habakkuk? There are people over in the mountains. I've got a lot of people that haven't bowed down to Baal. So I thank and praise the Lord for being here tonight and seeing that we have a lot of people all over the country that are excited about Jesus, and I'm one of them. Thank you very much.
Amen. 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 We're going to go to our next caller as well. Brother Kenny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'd just like to give my testimony real quick, if I can.
Yes.
I always start out with, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, who I am chief. And I know what it's like to be in Egypt, because I was bound. I was chained in addiction for 34 years.
Yeah.
And God broke those chains. I was laying in a coma up in Jensen Beach, Florida, by taking too many pills. And the doctors had to call my family up and say, come up here to see your son because he's not going to live through the night. Mm. 2 days later, I came out of that coma. But I was really bound in that addiction. I kept in that addiction for another year. But by the grace of God, I cried out to him one day when I was behind the wheel and I passed out behind the wheel. And I went off at 95, doing 75 miles an hour. But God took that wheel and put me back on that road. And I didn't harm anybody. And I cried out to him. I said, you got my attention. And that's where I called up my family later on and told them that I need help. And I found a faith-based mission that I went into for 8 to 10 months, where I stayed for 4 years and became a counselor. And I praise God for his grace that he has upon me. He always had that protection over me, even though I was serving him. Mm-hmm. He says he loves the sinners as he loves the saints. He loves us all because God is love. And he showed me that love. Now I'm here to serve him today. I'm so grateful for what he's done in my life. He has restored my family back to me. My family didn't want nothing to do with me. But now they opened up their door for me. They're supportive of me for everything I do. But it's for to glorify God, not me, for what he's done in my life. And I've been clean for 5 years now.
Thank God.
And that's Amen. The power. And that's the power that we have in the Holy Spirit. Because it says it in 1 John 4:4. I call it my 44. I whip out the 44. And it says, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome.
Okay.
That's not a promise. That's a fact.
Amen.
That we've
yes.
overcome. Because greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. So, devil, you little gnat, and that's all he is, a little gnat.
Yes, sir.
You just flick him off. Because greater is he that is in us, that spirit that indwells in us.
Amen.
We have dominion over him.
All right.
Yes.
You know, and that's why I'm so grateful today that I could, when temptation comes, I just say, get behind me. I have the power in me, and that's the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. What I'd like to do is I'd like to bring on one more caller, and then, Kenny, I was listening into the Friday show that GQ Palace has, and you have a book coming out as well, correct?
Yes.
That
I have
you're working on right now?
Go ahead to your...
I'm going to bring on the caller first and so she can share her testimony and what she's thankful for. And then I'm just going to go back to you so this way you can talk about your book a little bit for us because your book goes along with your testimony as well. Hold on one second.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, this is Rachel. Good evening.
Good evening, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good, good, good. I sat down and my I call it my computer room. God has blessed me with a new place of residence, which is such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. I sat down at my desk, and I put on my headphones, and I called the show, and I'm sitting down and relaxing. I can't even sit still. I'm so in his presence. Oh, somebody said a little while ago, am I going too fast? How much, you know, time do we have in the show? Yes, you were going too fast because I was just trying to write it down and you know, get all of these scriptures and all. Oh, gosh, what a wonderful show. God is so good. I am so grateful. He has definitely delivered me from a lot of hatred and negative, you know, feelings and things that I've gone through in my life. And I'm so grateful that at a young age, my mother taught me, you know, that there is a God. You know, I remember that one song she used to play, God's going to get you for that, and I didn't know what it meant. But as I grew older and, you know, I learned about more about the Lord, and I got I have my own relationship with him now, and I'm so grateful. And he continues to watch over me, even when I feel like, you know, I'm down and out and whatever I'm going through, because I've gone through a lot over the course of the past couple of years. But I stay holding on to his hand and trusting and believing. Even when my faith got really small and really, you know, I knew that all I needed was that mustard seed, and he sure did get me through. I'm so grateful, for his mercy and grace. God is good.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And, of course, just want to definitely acknowledge that we do see the improvement, and I was praying for you and praying for you and praying for you. And look, and even though I was texting you, just letting you know, trust them. I said, you know, I know she's tired of me saying it to her over and over and over again, but I don't care. I'm going to keep saying it.
But it was such an inspiration, though, because there are so many times where I would look at the text, and here she goes again telling me, pray, Rachel, stop it. Pray. You got to pray. You know better. You got to pray. Constantly, constantly. God is so good. Thank you, Lavina. Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much I thank God for him working through you and helping me to get to where I am today. God is so good. I love you.
I love you, too. And we are thankful for you. We're thankful for everything that God is doing, you know, for you and the blessings that he has blessed you with and the ones that you have yet to receive. We're definitely thankful for that. I want to just also mention Evangelist Parker. Are you on the internet by any chance? Evangelist Parker?
Yes, ma'am. My phone was muted because I was typing. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure that you check your message, okay? I sent you something that was important.
Oh, let me check.
Okay.
All right.
I just want to make sure you want us to pray now
because I saw that a few minutes ago. Or do you just, if you want...
Well, actually both, because I know also what Partner in Prayer Ministry does as well. So I wanted you to do that, but I also would like you to pray for him if that's possible.
Yes, we want to pray for him right now. Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to reach down right now for Rich. You see that he's on his way to the hospital. You know what the situation is. You know the conditions that are in his body. Right now, we take authority over the conditions that are in his body. We on the phone that are believers, we agree and decree, hallelujah, that you are healing, that you are a deliverer, and that you said one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000, and it's more of us on this phone right now. So we decree and declare healing in his body. Right now, we speak to the sickness in his body. We refute it right now through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke it right now through the blood of Jesus. We take authority over the conditions right now, and we speak to them in the name of Jesus and tell those conditions to come out. Go straight to the pit of hell. As a matter of fact, we see you to the pit of hell, devils. We speak healing right now. In the Bible, God said that we loose, he should loose, and that we bind, he shall bind. Now we loose the conditions that are in his body, God. We send those conditions to the pit of hell. Now, God, we bind your totality of healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that the ministering angels would go where he is right now and begin to minister. God, we pray that your spirit of healing will rest, rule, and abide. Give the doctors wisdom and knowledge to see and foresight, to see whatever the conditions are, and we take authority over those conditions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go back. Thank you so much. We're going to... We're going to go back to Brother Kenny so he can talk about his book. I believe his book goes along with his testimony as well. So we're going to just give him the floor so he can talk about that. And then I'd also just like if everyone could just think of something that you would like to, that if you could say to someone, a younger generation, that would get them to, that would encourage them and to uplift them. You know, we do have a lot of the younger generation listening in. And I told them that we would pretty much talk about different things of how important it is to make that connection with God, you know, and even though that they might have went through a struggle in their life, that God is still there and that he's the person that can fix, you know, anything that has been repaired. But you have to be able to lean and trust in him. So if everyone can just think of something that you would say to some of the younger adults that you have, that we do have on the line, just words of encouragement. That's why I ask everyone to share their testimony, because there's times when we have a lot of younger callers that call in, and when they call in, they want to hear, you know, the testimony mm-hmm. because your testimony they can relate to. And I think that's important. So if we can all just think of something that we can say to them, and I just want everyone to know that the lines are open. And for our younger generation, please don't be ashamed. You can always press that one button and you can call in and you can come right on the air and share your testimony. Our spiritual leaders are definitely here to help you and uplift you and encourage you at all times. So if you'd like to press the one button, please do. Anyone that's listening from their PC, the number is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. We're going to turn the floor over to Brother Kenny so he can just talk about his book, which goes along with his testimony as well. Brother Kenny, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Rachel. I'd just like to say I have a word for the youth out there that there is hope. There's hope today in us. There is hope today in Jesus Christ. I know as myself, as I went through a secular rehab as the drug addict of drug addicts, the worst of the worst. That's why I call myself the sinner of all sinners and how I was bound to it. But the power that you have, faith, love, and it will show you that there is hope for you out there, that there are people, there are missions out there, there's faith-based missions out there that you could just call up and you get into. There's ones that don't cost anything. And that there's people there to help you, but it's through faith that I learned, through Christ, that I got delivered. I have freedom today. Now, as I was sharing my testimony, it goes along with the book that I'm reading, and the name of the book, which is going to be, prayfully, be out by the end of the year, and it's From Hell, and that's where I was in my walk. That's the lifestyle that I lived. And I lived that lifestyle for 34 years.
Jesus.
And I had to be brought down to where I had to cry out to him.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I was the worst. I was addicted to any kind of drug that there was. I was like that little kid, Mikey, that loved commercials. He'll try anything. And I did try anything. But there... drugs that I got really addicted to, but there was things that in my life that I was facing that I couldn't face because I didn't have courage. I didn't have the courage enough to go ahead. I didn't have the faith. That's what the enemy comes to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. But that's not what God has intended. God says these three remain, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest thing is love, because God is love.
Yes.
And that's where God showed me his grace. You know, I was so hurt, so and so much pain from my death of my brother, the one that he was the one who was becoming a minister. Me, I was the one out. But he was the one. Seek ye first the kingdom. He was the one that he put his faith in God, his trust in God every day above his family, and God opened up the heavens and poured out blessings upon him when he came. But what he did, he seeked first, and God gave him that wisdom, that knowledge of understanding, that God always gives us these spiritual blessings. And then he was blessed with a wife. Then he was blessed with children. He even had a awesome job that he was there for 15 years. And one day we were working together, and one day I came in there and he was walking out and he had a box in his hand. He goes, I'm leaving the company. I go, why? He goes, it's taken away from my time from God. He put his faith in God above his job. I said, what are you going to do for your family? Supply your financial needs. Well, I'm going to go deliver pizzas, Kenny. But I have to put God first. Later on that year, I see him at our Christmas Eve party that we have. And I said, well, how's that new job going, Ronnie? And you know what he told me? He says, I'm making more money and working less time. God shall supply all our needs. He put him first.
Hallelujah.
And when we do that, that the heavens open up and the blessings will come upon you. Yeah, we do walk through the valley of the shadow of death every day. We see it, we hear it on the news. But it's a faith, if that faith, as we say, of a mustard seed. that we have, that he gives us. He gives us a measure of faith, and that's what God has given. You know, those three remain. So those ones that are struggling out there with any kind of addiction, depression, alcoholism, call a faith-based mission. There's Teen Challenge. There's Mission Teens. They're all over the United States. All you have to go online, you just put it in there, Google it in, and, mm-hmm. and you'll find that there are people there that will take your call, that the doors will be open. There's beds open today. I believe Mission Teens has 16 centers around the United States.
And what would you tell them for the ones that are just hurting and they're just going through peer pressure? They can call Jesus.
Yes. Yes,
he's a friend
can.
Like no other.
But,
when
some
they,
don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't know Jesus. I didn't
right.
know Jesus. I didn't
but
have
he's
a relationship.
Right there with them every moment.
Yeah.
Every child on this earth that has an issue, Jesus is right there for that issue. They don't know that because they haven't been taught. Their grandmother didn't take them to
that's
church.
That's right. They haven't been taught.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
that's
you,
right.
can't, you can't go into these secular rehabs because they don't teach that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was taught that in a faith-based mission. They, and their motto, the first thing I walked in big letters, seek it first, the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Yeah.
Big, you know, and that's where, yeah, they are, Jesus is with them. As a matter of fact, just like footsteps, probably carrying them through it until they are, their eyes are open to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what happens with a lot of the kids that I have listening in this evening is Facebook is a big social website. We all know this, okay? A lot of us, we've met, you know, there. And the type of facility that I work at, you know, technically once the kids leave there, they're not allowed to. We can't communicate at all. So what happens mm-hmm. is I've had a good about eight kids reach out to me that has left the facility, that went to hospitals and went to group homes and stuff, and they're still hurting inside, you know. And
right.
the hospital felt that they gave the medication, but a lot of the females, a lot of the young ladies, these young ladies have been abused by family members, by mother's boyfriends. You know,
right.
they've been really, you know, violated and done wrong. So even some of the ones that went to church, now they feel like, okay, well, why did God allow this to happen? So
mm-hmm.
when I ask for, like, you know,
right.
words of encouragement,
right.
you know, for the young adults, it's different things that we can say to them that I believe in my heart that can help them. And while they were at the facilities, I always talked to them. And that's why they
yeah.
reached out to me, you know, on Facebook, letting me know, Ms. Polite, I'm okay. But I'm hurting, you know, Ms. Polite,
mm-hmm.
what should I do? And the first thing I do, I said, you know what, listen, you know, I know it breaks all the policies that we have in this hospital, but I can't leave it in my heart and say, oh, well, you know what, you're too bad, I can't communicate with you. No, I'm going to communicate with you. I'm not going to allow us to be friends because I have some of my coworkers on my page as well, but we can message back and forth to each other. So this way we can communicate that way, so this way they don't have to put anything on my wall. I don't put anything on their wall. And I know at least three out of the seven that's listening right now were abused. They were on drugs. Mother committed suicide. The mother and daughter got into an argument, and the daughter says, oh, well, I hope you die. And the mother says, yeah, well, that'll happen soon enough. And the next thing you know, the mother committed suicide, and now that child has to live with that, thinking that I
right,
forced
but they're
my
not
mother
to blame.
To commit suicide. You know, so
you
when
know,
I, you know,
people,
when I ask for words of encouragement, you know, these are children that truly have a testimony. It's just they're
mm-hmm.
not really, they're not ready
mm-hmm.
to say it. They're not ready to tell the world of this is what I've been through and
mm-hmm.
help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
So they gravitate to the people that would accept them but not judge them. You know,
that's
so
right.
That's how
I know that they can post on our pages or talk to people like
well,
me and others on this line at any time. You know,
oh,
that, so you tell them about partners in prayer and everything, because we can talk to them. Well, maybe others, you know, because of the work setting, they can't. But
well,
we
that's
should
why
be there for them. New Nation, that's what New Nation is all about, the young people. Mm-hmm.
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 Well, what I do is I give them, like, the open forum. I say, you know, this is what I can do, and this is the people that I've met that helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, when I pray for Partners in Prayer Global Ministry as well, because they've been good to me, and you guys have been better than you've ever known, trust me. And I don't say much, but
yeah.
living my life and doing what I'm doing and sharing my testimony with different people, everything that I've been through and being a teenage mother, you know, and moving out of my mom's house and moving in with a boyfriend, you know, I have my own testimony, you know, and a lot of these children, when I share it with them, they say, okay, Ms. Polite, so you're not a hypocrite, you know. No, I'm not, you know. I'm not a hypocrite. I've been where most of you guys have been before, and I tell them about Partners in Prayer Global Ministry because since I met Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, you guys have done a lot for me, you know, a lot for me.
We don't judge. Partners in Prayer is trying to be what God created the church to be, a place for all people.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your stuff there. Bless those
mm-hmm.
that need to be blessed. Lift those up that need to be lifted up. Help them to
Amen.
Be in the right direction. Love. Don't put people down. Love them wherever
right.
they are.
That's right.
Right.
And that's what we
love
have
them.
To do. We have to continue to show God's love
mm-hmm.
and to exercise our faith and share with them that there is hope. When I was in the ministry, I counseled with many, many girls that were abused by their family members, their fathers, their uncles, sexually abused and that. And a lot of them blame themselves.
Yes. So we have to get them out of that place.
We have to help them out.
They
go ahead and they say, oh, it's my fault. My fault my mom committed suicide. No, that's not. That's
mm-hmm.
not the case. They always blame. Put the blaming on them, and they know that God does not want that child to be
mm-hmm.
carrying out that guilt. That's why cast all your cares
mm-hmm.
on him.
That's
where it comes out. The word of God, it shows, it says he's going to heal the broken and hearted, and he's going to bind up their wounds.
Come unto me.
You know,
all
that,
labor,
that
in
means,
a heavy
he is love.
Come unto me, and
that's
I will give you rest. Come unto
right,
me.
Right,
that's what he said.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come to me who are heavy burden, laden
mm-hmm.
burden. Yes.
I'll give you rest.
And
me, you shall find peace and rest for your soul.
And that's where that God will give you that peace of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that you have to do. You have to give it everything to submit.
Mm-hmm.
Submit your life over to him. That's the
mm-hmm.
first thing you have to do. Knowing for one thing, right now, you submit to his word of what is written, Jesus' teachings, and seek ye first. And these things, it's going to be added to them, the peace of understanding, the healing that they need.
Yeah, we have to
that,
give to them what our grandmothers and used to give. You know, it used to be a thing with your grandmothers. You know, you were going to church because your grandmothers, they took their grandchildren to church.
Mm-hmm.
We found out about the Lord as little babies. I fell in love with God as a little baby. Now, I didn't do everything right, but I fell in love with him in my own little way.
Amen.
And that took me throughout my whole Amen. Life while I was a sinner and into everything. That love, I told him everything I did like he didn't know. Told him when I had a bad boyfriend, oh, he wasn't no good, was he, Lord? And all of these things. If we take these young people now and grab hold to them, and grab hold of them and let them know that there's hope. Put a Bible in their hand and let them
Amen.
Know that Jesus is your best friend no matter what
yeah.
you're going through. They will know that we put that down in them, and then they can start anew. No, you're not bad. No, you're not this. And start having some avenues for them in our churches because, like you said, that's where they get molested a lot in the church. They get molested in their families. They don't know who to go to. We must have some avenues for our children.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what I'd like
true.
To do is also just, we're going to take a caller, and then I'd like to go to the special guests and listen to their words of encouragement, as well as evangelist Adrienne Williams, listen to her words of encouragement, and Rachel as well. But we're just going to bring on another caller.
I'm also just going to say goodnight to y'all, and I just love your show. This is the first time that I called into your show. And,
Kenny, before you go, Evangelist Parker, if you can give the information for Partners in Prayer Global Ministry to Brother Kenny, and then also the special guest, they have their own ministry as well, if they can share their information with you, Brother Kenny, so just in case you have it, if you're interested in definitely listening in, okay? I'll turn it on to you guys, and then we'll take the call.
Before you hang up, it's Partners in Prayer Global Ministries. And on the weekends, we're open. The rest of it, you call me, and I'll give you. We have the early morning prayer team. We're Monday through Fridays, and we're 5:45 in the morning every day. We're on the line all over the United States, people all over the
country.
It's global? Yes, global. Uh-huh. And but on Friday through Sunday, we're open to anybody and everybody, and we have all kind of activities that we do for the people of God. And that open number is
559-726.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 1200, you say?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Access code 454.
454.
102.
102.
And you can hit me up, Evangelist Angela Parker, on a private message on Facebook if you're interested in our Monday through Friday. But that one right there on Fridays, this is where most people come. They come on Fridays, and we do healing and deliverance every Friday. That's for whatever you have, whatever kind of condition in your body, whatever it is, low self-esteem, hurting heart, whatever. We believe
God
well, with
I'm
you
and pray. Yeah, well, I'm kind of far away. I live in Florida.
Okay.
I'm not in New York.
We have a lot of people in Florida. Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'll keep you guys lifted up in prayer, and I'll give you a call. We can exchange numbers and
all
that,
right.
And maybe I'll be able to call in a couple other times.
All right,
share my testimony.
Amen.
You know, I'm always willing to share because God did it for me.
Amen, amen.
And that's what he says. He says for us to go out and preach and teach the good news.
That's right.
And I'm so
we're
grateful that he gifted.
Amen.
And I'm going to share that, what he's
Amen.
Going today. And that's
bye now.
That God is love.
Yeah, Sister Polite, you were saying something about somebody else. I don't know what happened to Sister Polite.
Okay, no. I'm right here. Sorry, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I worked in a switchboard by myself this evening since, Rich is at the hospital now. So just bear with me. I do apologize.
Oh, that's okay. We just
special,
wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody else you had named?
Yes, Elder Bradley Young, the special guest, for them to give their information. Are they still there?
Yes. First, I want to continue to encourage you, my brother, to keep walking in your authority, and you'll be all right. Our broadcast is called Kingdom New Birth Radio. Kingdom New Birth Radio is on every evening. It's the caller number is 347. That's 215.
215.
Yes, 725.
I didn't get those last numbers.
We didn't get those last four numbers.
They are 7253.
7253?
Yes. And we have and you can also log in, because we also have rebroadcast. So if you can't do it to the phone, you can log in on
www.blogtalkradio.com/newbirthradio. Okay.
And we also, we're on 7 days a week at 6 p.m. every evening. And we also have a broadcast on Saturday for all the, I heard y'all talking about the children. I'm going to let my wife talk about it. That's her broadcast that comes on the same time, same numbers. I'll let her talk to Sarah because she does a broadcast for children that can tune in and listen.
Great. Awesome.
Okay.
Because they are our future.
Yes, they are.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
It's called Kids of the Kingdom, and my name is Monica Young, and I'm glad to see that it's a lot of us that has a passion for the children, because they are lost, but because they don't know their true identity, who they are in Christ. And like she said, you do need to start them off with the Bible, but we got to start them off with the Bible, and we got to show them how to read the scriptures and apply
Absolutely.
It to their life.
Well, I'm glad Absolutely. That you all brought this, because now I know who you all are. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
I just wanted to share this, like he was saying about Matthew 6:33. That's a special command to us, and that's also a special command for our children as well. So we have to submit ourselves as the king and discover in ourselves of our purpose so we can know our true identity in Christ. Amen? And through our
Amen.
Obedience, listening to what Jesus is calling us to do so we can know our purpose and our destiny. But the phone number to the Kids of the Kingdom is great. You will love it. It's the same number. Our broadcast is 347 215-7253. We have skits for the children. We do plays. We do stories. And we sing. And we just fellowship and having fun with the Lord. And basically
Amen.
Just letting children know who they are in the body of Christ.
We're going to get in trouble by preaching again, but one of the things that Jesus did, we want to talk about our children. Did you know, I noticed how Jesus, when they began to ask Jesus who was the greatest in the kingdom, he grabbed a child.
As a child, absolutely.
He said that you must be converted as a child. See, a child is humble.
That's right.
A child is a sponge. A child will take in whatever you give them. This is why he used children as an example. He didn't use an adult. Adult got too much them in them. So it's imperative that we do really teach our kids. A lot of things the kids are coming against our children. You know, there's new age stuff. There's all these other occultic things that are going on that these kids are gravitating to. They got even in the schools, the TV shows. We have got to begin to have a format for children. I thank God for this broadcast and for those who have a heart for children. Amen. I'm done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to
okay.
point out that I believe
I just want to say goodnight
Brother
to
Kenny,
you all.
Yes,
good
night.
You're welcome.
You're
and I'll be calling next week too.
All
okay.
right. Good night.
You.
All right. God
good night.
Love. All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Evangelist Parker.
Yes,
I believe that Elder Young, you guys are in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And Evangelist Parker, Dr. Silva has her new ministry
yes.
in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, Marietta, y'all would know better than me. Yes, we have the Ark of Safety. Mm-hmm. The apostolic,
right, okay.
I can't think, but I call it the Ark of Safety. They just started
okay.
2 weeks ago, and it's dealing with children. Mm-hmm. That's the first segment that they started.
Right.
Amen.
I just wanted to, I wanted you to mention that because since they're both in Pennsylvania and the
yes,
special guest,
yes.
Elder Bradley, he mentioned that his wife does, he has a ministry with the youth. So,
mm-hmm.
Elder Young, if you can reach out to Evangelist Parker or vice versa, just so that you can connect as well. And then through Evangelist Parker, she can connect you to Dr. Silver.
Yes,
way,
you know, I'm
been
looking now. Yes, it's called the Apostolic Recovery Church of Jesus Christ. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they can definitely connect with each other. But we're going to bring on a caller. Let's see. Sorry, the computer's a little slow. Welcome to Geeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, this is Apostle Dupree. God bless you all. How are you doing tonight?
God bless you.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. Glad to be on. I didn't get to catch the first part of the show, but just kind of coming on. But I just thank God for what he's been doing so far. I know he's doing awesome work and even just networking with some new people and connecting and just sharing about the glory of God what he's doing in our lives. So we just, you know, I just want to just say hello and God bless you to you, each and every one, especially to our guests tonight. Welcome home. Hey.
Amen. Amen. And you're not going to get away that quickly. You have your ministry as well, Eagle Wings Global Ministry, if you wouldn't mind just mentioning it, giving everyone the information. I knew you were going to just slide right in and not give the information, but share the information, please, and we're happy that you're feeling well as well.
Thank you.
Yes,
we are Eagles Wings International Ministries. We are a church without walls. We have services on Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and Tuesday nights 7:15 Eastern Standard Times. And the call number is 218-862-6789. The code is 448-073. And we grateful for the word of God. We experience his presence online and just, you know, have an awesome time in the word, you know, whatever God definitely brings us too far as what subjects to deal with. You know, he definitely knows how to meet us online wherever we are. And so each and everyone gets exactly what they need for that time. So, you know, I thank God for what he's doing. He's doing a great work. And he's also having us do some stuff I'm off the line as well, too, but to do some different conferences, different areas, and different places locally. So God is, you know, he's our hands to the plow. We're going forward. So we thank God for what he's doing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And would you like to just share a little bit of your testimony with everyone this evening?
Amen. I'm just one that, you know, just truly love God, and I just thank God for what he's just been about 18 years now I've been saved, and he's truly saved me from a mighty crazy life. But I thank God for what he's doing, for the life he's allowed me to experience now with the people of God. And now today I truly live to help build up the people of God and help encourage those who don't feel encouraged, and give hope to those who don't feel they have, you know. So truly just touching people and, you know, just being real 101, that's a definite strong part for the ministry within us, with me. And but I thank God for what he's doing in my life, and even bring me from a life from drugs and alcohol, and just some promiscuous, just living a life that just wasn't of God. But truly now, and looking on to people now, not in judgment, but with a heart of compassion, understand and let them know that, you know, you can overcome. You don't have to stay. The good news is you don't have to stay in that same condition you're in. The good news, you can change. So you just have to make a choice and allow God to have his way and watch God work. He can do mighty work inside each and every one of us. So that's what I do. You know, that's who I am. So amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I just want to definitely just give the number out again. We have a lot of people listening in. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. You do have to press the 1 button in order to be able to go on the air and share your testimony or what you're thankful for. But what we'll do is we'll go back to the special guest with, we'll go to Evangelist Williams. If she can give the words of encouragement to the youth, Apostle Dupree. You're just tuning in now. What we're doing is we have a lot of young listeners listening in, and we're trying to give words of encouragement and sharing testimonies, so this way your testimony and your words of encouragement can save someone's life. A lot of the children have a lot of different things that they've experienced in their life, from abuse to drugs to a mother committing suicide. So we're just looking for words of encouragement to try and bring them closer and closer to God, and just reminding them that the only healer is God, and we have to make sure that we're able to communicate and connect with them, and that there's different type of ministries that they can go to where people will not judge them, that they'll accept them and understand that this is a turmoil that they have experienced, and that they're going to be there for them, you know, regardless, and just work on just bringing them closer. So we're going to go with Evangelist Williams so that she can give words of encouragement, and then we'll just work our way down to everyone else. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To the young people, just want to say to you that you're important. You do matter. You do matter, regardless of how you feel or what you think. You do matter, and to know that Jesus died for you too. He didn't die just for the saved people or for the people that served him. He died for you too, that you can be free, and he loved you enough to die for you too. Don't give up. Just keep on, keep on, keep on, and believe that you can make it, and that you're going to make it. If you have to get up every morning and look at yourself in the mirror and look back at yourself and talk to yourself and say, I'm going to make it today. I will make it. I will overcome. And you will. You will overcome, and know that you are loved, and begin to reach out. I know a lot of times you're hurt in the church and things happen in the church. You're sexually abused in the church and other things. I know about that. I'm a survivor of that. But just know that God loves you enough too, to where he wants you to be free also, that you don't have to be like that. Look out for people on my Facebook, Evangelist Parker. I'm part of her ministry, Partners in Prayer Ministries. We reach out to young people. We help young people. There's people there that are willing to talk to you. We're always willing to pray with you. She's on Facebook, Evangelist Angela Parker. I'm on Facebook, Adrielle Williams. Just reach out and just don't give up, and know that you are loved, and there are people out here that genuinely love you and do want what's best for you. And that's what I would just say to young people, to encourage you.
Amen. 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 And we can just go right down the list, and I do apologize. Elder Young, your wife Monica, she gave the information out for her for the youth ministry. You gave your words of encouragement for the youth as well, correct?
Yes, I just want to add is that, you know, because I teach a lot of youth, too, like a lot of young adults, and my son in ministry, he's involved, and there's a lot of young adults there, and they live right off the churches, off of campus. So we began to do like a little ministry outside, where, you know, they have a praise and worship, and you know, they gave out things to the youth who try to encourage them. I think that being, see, a lot of times, like you said, they come home, come from broken homes, and a lot of, you know, abuse and verbal abuse, and we had to understand that the Lord does hear their cries, and he does see their tears. And we had to understand that they have to be healed because they are not Generation X, but they are Generation Next, and they have to know their place in God.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe to be healed. And I'm reminded this prayer that they begin, that we begin, God begin to use us, and those who connect to begin to go out there and just grab our youth. Because, like I said, a lot of issues, a lot of challenges that's going on in this world regarding the youth. You know, they got these things, like I said, they got this, not the TV, the movies, you know, they got the New Age thing, everything's going on. They're teaching on that, as a matter of fact. Even the connection they have, the enemy assignment is to try to take, cut off the generation. This is a sign, but we have to know that we have authority. Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and life more abundantly. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
I am come. Okay. They may have life for more, life for more. And that life is the good life. That life is the God life. The Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm not going to go into that.
Amen.
I want to see you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Angela Parker.
Yes, ma'am. It's young people, God is hope in Jesus. He is the hope. He's really the only way. So people will try to lead you to drugs, they way, get in this group, get in that. Peer pressure is everywhere. When I was a little girl, I stayed out of a lot of the real deep stuff is because I feared my father. He was God for me as a little girl. When he told me don't do something, I didn't want a whooping, I didn't want a beating, so I didn't do it. I didn't do a lot of things. Now, so when it came to peer pressure, I set the tone. I wrote letters to my daddy. Every time if I went to the store, Dad, I'm going to the store, Dad, I'm this. They would laugh and say, she got to write a letter to her daddy. I say, I sure do. What about it? I say, he writes to me, I write to him. When it got to the place that if I would forget to write my letter, they say, Ann, you forgot to write and tell your daddy where you were going. See, we can set the tone for a lot of things. We can set the tone for the how you dress, how you talk, how you walk. We don't have to give in to peer pressure. We can start our own. We can start a lot of things, our own fads. Yeah, this is the way you do it. I can't cut my hair on the side and have one part long and one part short because my daddy wouldn't let me wear the eye spot. So I had to do my own little kind of style and made my own little fashion. Come on. It's a lot of things that we do out of insecurities and because we want people to accept us. But Jesus has already accepted you. He loves you just the way you are. Blind, crippled, crazy, cockeyed, whatever. He loves you. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to do anything special for him. He accepts us just the way we are. So you would be surprised if you start talking to him and get along by yourself and start conversating with this God. I love you. I don't know anything about you, but I'm getting ready. My mama had this Bible that she left for me. I'm going to take it out, and I'm just going to start reading about you. I'm going to read your Gospels. I'm going to start reading the Psalms. I'm going to open it up now and read the book of Acts. I'm going to learn all about this Holy Ghost. I'm going to learn all about what it means when you said you must be born of the water and the spirit. Oh, God, I'm going to ask questions now so I can learn what it means about the water and the spirit. I don't want to just do what man says that's comfortable. I want to get it right.
Yeah.
So that's what we can help young people to do. When I worked in the school system for about 10 years or more, and I had to work with very, very difficult children. And it was the Holy Ghost that would come in and take authority over all these people, had all kind of mind conditions, and they were really, really bad. But the love of God shut it down. The love of God wasn't afraid of those children. I just went right there and said, my name is Sister Parker, and if you respect me, I'm going to respect you because you're going to give me mine. they would give me mine, and I gave them theirs. What's your intent? What do you want to be? What are you hoping? Don't you know you're the most brilliant person on the planet? What is your idea? Do you cut hair? Do you do hair? Why don't you own your own barbershop? What is your plan? You can have a plan and be in business before you graduate out of high school. Well, shut the place down, y'all. All of a sudden, all the children wanted to talk about what they knew how to do. Oh, I didn't know I could be this, Miss Parker. I know how to work on cars. I like computers. I like this. I like that. We've got to show them that they are born gifted. That they were born with the things that they have down in them. They're just not an ordinary person. What do you like? What are some of the things that you do? Then they start talking about, well, I like so-and-so and so-and-so. Good, that's a gift. God gave you that gift. That's where that talent came from. Then all of a sudden, then we have to teach them to hold their temper. We have to help them to say, every time somebody does something to you, that doesn't mean that you have to retaliate. I said, it's better. You're showing more power when you don't retaliate. Why are you going to let somebody that is mean and negative control you? When you get angry, that means they control you. We have to learn how to show them the things that are pulling their strings and how the devil works to manipulate them. Nobody, once they know that they understand that they're being manipulated, wants to be manipulated. So I'm saying to you young people, love yourself, first of all. Love God. Get acquainted with this new wonderful God we're talking about tonight. Fall in love with him tonight. You can tell him tonight, Lord, I don't know. I've never really talked to you before, but I want to talk to you now, and I just want you to love me, and I'm going to love you, and now I'm going to learn. I'm going to make sure that I talk to some of these people on the phone or some of my grandmother, my auntie, and all of these ones that I know that were trying to tell me about you, that girl at school, that boy that we laugh at school. I'm going to ask somebody about this wonderful God, and I know that you are going to lead me to the right person. God will lead you to the right people. Now, when people wishy-washy and crazy, get away from them. But God will lead you. You can't ask God for bread and he's going to give you a stone. He will never do it. He said it in his word. If his father, if your father that that loves everybody to give good gifts, and he's capable of giving every good gift, why would he give you a stone when you ask for bread? And you even want to give your children everything that's right. Why would I, that have the universe, give you something terrible when you ask me for something that's going to help you? So young people, know this. He loves you. Be encouraged. We are here for you. And go to the places that we've talked about and all of your programs. Some of the things that people say are jive. See, I go looking for the stuff. When they say it's jive, I say, let me see what that's about. Do the opposite. See, when they start saying, oh, ain't nothing about that, ain't nothing to that, oh, yeah, go find out what's to it. Because, see, so a lot of times people that think there's no hope for them, they have this negative attitude and they want everything to be negative. But no. Don't follow the negative people. Follow positive people. Positivity is wonderful. You're not cool just because you're going to end up in the jailhouse. It's not cool to end up in jail. It's not cool to do drugs. It's not cool to smoke. It's not cool to drink. That shortens your lifespan. So all of those things that everybody else does, you stand up and say, I don't want any of that. They're looking for somebody that they can look up to, and you think it's the people because they're bad, but they're looking up to somebody. They're looking for somebody to say no. Young women, young men would respect us so much if we would just say no.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They're looking for those girls that won't give it up. Because what do? We give it up, and they drop us like it's hot. They drop us so fast, and then they go tell us, oh, you can hit that, I hit it last night. You can hit it, I hit that last week. Come on, y'all, just line on up. But them girls that won't do nothing, oh, they just love you. Ooh, I'm marrying that girl. Ooh, I like that girl. What can I do to get? See, that gets up under them, because in every man there's the chase. That's that animalistic thing about him. He's different. And so here we are wanting somebody to love. Oh, love me, love me, love me. That's not the way you love. When somebody abuses you, that's not love. Love is not abuse. Abuse is not love. But Jesus is love. That's what I have to say to you tonight.
Amen. 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 All right, we're going to go to Rachel. Rachel, you still here?
Yes, I am. How odd as it may seem, normally I'm on for a little while and not able to listen to the whole show, but I did it tonight. God is so good. I remember always being surrounded by people who were not like me and having the option, not even knowing that I had the option, but having the option to try to fit in or not, knowing that I didn't fit in. Why? Because I was more like God. I wasn't more like them. So my words of encouragement to the youth is watch and listen. Try to surround yourself with positive people. And if God calls, answer. You have options. We have options. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we do have the option. So my words of encouragement would be to just watch and listen and know that you do have the option to be with the in crowd or surround yourself with positive people. Positive people. Pay attention. Watch and listen. I know I watched and listened when I was younger. I paid attention to, you know, what my mother was doing and what my mother said to me. And it didn't seem like the right thing to do when I would try to, you know, think, should I try to fit in with the in crowd? But I just feel so uncomfortable. But I remember my mother always said, you know, to pray and surround yourself with positive people. I didn't know what it meant, but I ended up, you know, thanks be to God, I ended up doing it and not always having to fit in. I knew I had options. So you have to know that you have options.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to, let us just bring a caller on the air, and then we're going to go to Apostle Dupree for words of encouragement. Everyone just hold the line. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
Hey, Rita. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How's everybody today?
Good, good.
Good. I was listening. The minister that was just speaking, she's definitely given a lot of valid points. Angela Parker, to the youth, you know, a lot of times, I mean, the way that society is set up now, they have so many outside influences, you know, to where they think they're missing out on things. You know, they look at videos. Even if it's not allowed in your home when they go to schools, it's there. And the bad thing is because now they don't allow Christ in schools till you know if he's not there, the devil is. So, you know, they get so many things, and we just have to stay really prayerful for them. You know, I try to teach my children to pray. You understand what I'm saying? That we know how peer pressure works and how other children are mean to other kids and stuff like that. And don't ever be afraid to speak to the Lord. That's something between you and him. And he will protect you from all the bad things, even though bad things still do happen. But he will protect you, you know. And I thank God for his word because it helped keep me aligned. It helped check me, you know what I'm saying. I have to, you know, step away sometimes, separate yourself from everything and everyone and go put that armor of God on to bring us back down, to bring me back down, you know what I'm saying. That way I can, you know, speak to my children about the right and wrong things. And like I told them, nobody's perfect, but always strive to be wise. Strive to be wise. And a wise person listens. You listen. You listen to the elders. You listen to the pastors and stuff like that. So, you know, we just have to stay really prayerful for our youth because the way the world is running today, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. So, again, you got to teach them to trust God, even when things mm-hmm. seem to be bad. Don't think that he's not there. He's there. He's there. He's going to always be there. God never leaves us. We leave him. So it's just, again, crazy, and we just got to stay prayerful.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Apostle, Angie, did you want to share your testimony, and then we'll go to Apostle Dupree to give words of encouragement?
Sure. Again, I just like to give honor and glory again to the Lord because, you know, I've been going through struggles where, you know, I'm working paycheck to paycheck and stuff like that. So what I did, I bumped the negative out of that and said, you know, I thank God that I'm able to meet them bills. Mm-hmm. to meet those bills every. I thank God. I might not like the type of job that I do, but I love my job.
Right.
I love my job, and only God can do that. You know, only God can keep me there, keep that going. And I thank Him for His ultimate. He gives me a gift every day when I open my eyes. He gave me, that's an ultimate gift, which is life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Excuse me. What I choose to do with it is something totally different. It's different, you know. But, again, I'm learning to now just, I'm taking it one moment at a time, not putting on so many hats every day. I'm going to work on this one thing right now. I'm having multiple problems. I'm going to eliminate some. I'm going to work on this one thing. If it's getting that time in with the Lord every morning, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, how many ever minutes I have extra to spare, that is going to belong to Him. Because,
right.
Again,
amen.
If I try to do this on my own, it's going to be a mess.
Right. That's right.
It's going to be a mess trying to work this on my own. We know how those demons come from all directions. All directions. So I have to now allow Him to control, to be in control, to, you know, to maneuver things in my life. Because,
that's
again,
right.
If I try to do it my way, I'd be done crash into a brick wall. I like to thank God for His word today, you know, and that's what, you know, reels me back in.
Amen.
Well, of
Amen.
Course, I'm gonna throw in there, you know, me, Rachel T, and Angie. We spoke, and I'm just gonna say, Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, early in the morning, on your way to work. That's all I'm gonna say. That's the place to be, because I spoke about it to everybody, and it's doing wonders for me and T. And I, you know, told you and Rachel about it as well. And if you're interested, early in the morning, you can reach out to Evangelist Parker. And she can give you the number.
Give her the information
on,
if she's interested. She sent it to me.
She sent me
the one during the week, the one just the weekend.
You can give her the one for the week if she's interested in it.
I think
she,
I gave
it would
the
surely
one. Okay.
Help her. It would be that shot in the arm for her.
I'll send it to you now, Angie, so that you have that. But one thing before I forget, because I am trying to ask at the same time, I just want to also remind the youth, because I was always famous for saying, even when I didn't love myself, God loved me. You know?
Yes.
And when you're down and you're feeling depressed and you're just feeling overwhelmed and not knowing which way to go, and, you know, some of the kids want to turn to the drugs, some want to turn to the drink or to the smoke. Either way, even when you're down and out and you don't love yourself, God loves you no matter what. You just have to trust and lean to Him and know that He'll make a way. He can make a way out of no way. And I'm a living witness to that, and I'm still going through it, you know, daily, the check to check. We're doing it now. But you know what? I gave it all to God, and I said, you know what? I know my blessings will come in the order that you want me to receive it, and I'm thankful. You know,
amen.
And I'm thinking, I don't have to see it or know that it's going to happen tomorrow, but I know if I do what I have to do, I know that God will bless me, and I'm claiming that. You know, I'm not going to tell anybody, oh, you're not going to be nothing. Oh, I'm going to be something. You wait and see. And a lot of the kids who, you know, whose spirits have been beaten down and their self-esteem has been beaten down, the people telling them, okay, well, you're not going to amount to nothing. You got to get that out your head and know that you are something. You are somebody. And in this world, you'll be somebody. Just trust and believe. And if the negative is in your corner, you might want to push the negative away. If the negative is a family member or something like that, because, you know, you have to, your parents speak, you got to listen to them. Okay, I hear you. Okay, I did it plenty of times. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. And you know when they say it goes in one ear and out the other, you got to learn how to separate the negative from the positive. And you gravitate to the positive, and you want to surround yourself with people that's positive and that's doing things with their life. You leave the person on a corner, you leave them on the corner, and you go and you meet your curfew, and you do what you have to do, and you leave that person standing right there, because eventually they'll follow your lead. You just wait and see.
That's right.
And I had it on in my heart. I just had to say it before I forgot. But Apostle Dupree, if you would give words of encouragement to the youth, please.
Okay, young people, understand this. We all were young at one point of our life, believe it or not. You know, and one of the things that I want to definitely encourage you, be the best you that you can be. There's no one can be better than me.
That's right.
I can't be you, better than you. But being who you are and be comfortable with who you are is the most powerful thing that you can do, because you see, when you be who God's called you to be, now you allow God to do to work his uniqueness inside of you and through you and touch this life that you're living. We can often look back and see where we've allowed people to cause us to not be truthful or not be not to be honest with ourselves, and we try to be like someone else. We try to do something someone else says for us to do, and we end up coming in the short end of the stick. But God loves you, and he wants you to have the best, in spite of what the world may say. But you got to know that he's with you. And you can do all things through him. Yes, you may look at, you don't want to go to church every week and this and that. But see, having a relationship with God goes beyond church.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when you have a relationship with God, this thing is real personal now. It supersedes going to church. You come to church to fellowship, but really when it comes down to it, with you make a part of the church. So, there's a future and a hope. He know the thoughts he thinks towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. There's a life and destiny that you must live that he wants, he already has laid out for you. But it's up for you, it's up to you to cooperate with God and do what he's called you to do. There's so many great plans. So, he's gifted. You're so gifted, talented. Many of you can do a lot of the qualities in your life. You can do more than one thing. You have gifted and talented in a lot of different areas. But listen, there's a reason why that he's invested those things in you. He wanted to make your life great. He wanted to do some great things inside of you. But we must go back to the manufacturer, the one who make us, the one who made us, the one who knows us. That's the one who we're going to learn how to be the best us than we can, best person that you can be. It's going to learn from God. So, he's placed some special people in your life. Be encouraged and know that you're not alone. And even though we may be older, but that don't mean that we can't relate to what you're going through. Some people don't want to relate. But that's not everyone. But just know there are people who care about you and they love you for real. God loves you most of all, but also love yourself. If you can't love yourself, that's one of the greatest injustices that you can do to yourself. Now it's hard for you to expect someone else to give you something that you don't have for yourself. But make sure that you understand and know that God loves you and he's with you. Every step of the way, just turn your heart to him. Trust him. I know you might say you don't trust a lot of people, but you can trust God. Trust him first. Start there. Amen. So I just want to encourage your hearts tonight.
Amen.
Just know that God is with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I believe everyone, just in case I missed anyone, everyone did give words of encouragement to the youth, correct?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So with that being said, it's probably about almost 8:45, and we've come to the last 15 minutes of the show. So at this point, I'm just going to allow everyone to just, of course, one at a time, if there's anything that you'd like to say in addition, please do. Before we do that, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. Press 1. To go on the air. If you're listening from your PC, you do have to call in to go on the air as well. And I just hope and pray that for the youth that are listening and for everyone that is listening this evening, I hope that you were truly blessed with the knowledge that you have received, and I hope everyone has received and accepted all of the information that has been given this evening. And we're going to allow everyone to just, in addition, if there's anything that you'd like to share, please do. And then just also announce that there will be no Crossroad Temple this evening, which is the show that follows Spiritual Sunday from 9 to 10. In the beginning part of the show, I did pray for Brother Scribby Hunter, who actually, I believe, is number 8 at this point of deaths that he has, funerals he has went to in the last past month. And he's been under a lot of pressure, and a lot of things have been going on with him and family members as well. So we're just asking, of course, for us to continue continuously and you know, pray for him and just to uplift his spirits. You know, we have spoken to him, and he is in good spirits, and he is, you know, getting everything right, you know, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And he will be joining us next week, Sunday, for the show right after Spiritual Sunday from 9 to 10. So please make sure that you guys are praying for him as well. We're going to turn the floor over to anyone that has more information that they'd like to share to all the callers and listeners.
Well, I'll go if nobody else is going to talk. I was on here. I was on there when you called me. I was on there taking the Real Partners in Prayer and putting it on all of my pages and saying if anybody has any questions about this ministry, because this morning I woke up about 3:30 in the morning, and it was like me and God was having a conversation back and forth. Tell them, yes, Lord, I will tell them to go out into all the earth and preaching the gospel. Let everybody know about me, everybody. There are people out there that want to know about God that don't know about them. There are people that want to learn more about it. They were turned off about it, were hurt about it. And what we're trying to do is to help people know that Jesus is the way, and that, yes, there is love in the church. Yes, there is room for you in the church. Mend that broken heart. Let God put that heart together. And Partners in Prayer Global Ministries encourages people right where they are, right where they live, for their own church, their own family, their own community. And then we come together to promote Jesus. So we work together collectively, and then we work separately, and we support other people in their ministries as well, because it is a ministry that is run by God. It is a ministry that God is over. He started it. I'm just an over-shepherd or under-shepherd for Jesus, and we just praise God for it. So anybody that is interested in growing in God and wanting to rightly divide the word, wanting to learn how to pray, because we are healing and a deliverance ministry, but our emphasis is on prayer, just let us know, and we will. You will be blessed. Because that's a given, because you can't beat God blessing. And anywhere the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, in Jesus' name. Hello?
Yes. I just wanted to say, there's someone on the line right now that, you know, your parents have said they didn't plan you. And, you know, parents, you know, we can say some things sometimes, and you know, we didn't plan for you to come here. You surprised us. But guess what? You never surprised God. There was always a plan for your life. Even though your earthly parents may have been caught by surprise, you know, but really, you never surprised God. There's purpose for your life. Make sure you know there's a life to live that's greater than what you see. There's more to your life than what you see right now, the more than meets the eyes. You may look at your life one way right now, but just know there's so much more of you to unfold and touch this life that you're living in. So don't give up on yourself, because God never gives up on you. Just know that greatness is in you, and greatness must come out. God wants his best out of you. He's invested much in you. Don't give up. Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. Can everyone hear me okay? I know I want to take a caller, and I don't know, it sounds a little staticky, but I hope everyone can hear me okay. Did everyone share any additional information that they wanted everyone to know? Okay, amen. I believe everyone has. We do have our special guest back on the air. Elder Young, was there anything in addition that you'd like to share?
Well, you know, I just... So what everybody else said, you know, it's just that they just need to know who they are and understand that, like I heard the brothers say, I heard the sister say, that we were also youth at one time. So a lot of kids, when you tell some kids that I were your age at one time, they get you like, what? And me, myself, I was one little boy, one of my hard-headed little boys that had to bust knock my head against the wall a couple of times, so I finally got it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we continue to let them know that there are people, let them know that you were once at that part of that stage in your life where you didn't know.
Amen.
That's just about it.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, I'd like to thank everyone for, of course, tuning in to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, and I hope that everyone has received all of the information for everyone's ministry that they have, that they're working on in the morning. The only ministry that is correct me if I'm wrong, in the morning, early morning, Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday is Partners in Prayer Global Ministry. That ministry is in the morning out of the ministries that we do have on the line right now. And our special guest, Elder Young, his program is at 6 p.m. During the week and on the weekends as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Apostle Dupree, I'm sorry, I haven't got the notifications in a while, but can you explain when your ministry is on?
Oh, yes. We're on 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings, Eastern Standard mm-hmm. Time, and 7:15 Tuesday nights, Eastern Standard Time. We also do, in this, we also have open intercessory prayer Saturday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, all on the line number 218-862-6789, 218-862-6789. The code is 448-073. And once again, that's Sunday evenings, 5 o'clock, Tuesday night, 7:15, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So definitely feel free to drop in. Amen.
Amen. And for all of the new listeners that we have at GQ Palace, and GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday is on every Sunday starting at 7, from 7 to 9 p.m. And Spiritual Sunday is a show where the format is set up that you can call in unity, on one accord, and share your testimony, what you're thankful for. And we do have special guests that do join us here on Spiritual Sunday, where we just give words of encouragement to all of the callers. And anyone that is looking for prayer, we will pray for you as well. So that's the format of GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. So anyone that's looking for information about Spiritual Sunday, this is the information. It's very easy. It's a program that that I have a communication with God, and He saw fit for me to do, and it's what we have been doing for a very long time now, and we're blessed and we're thankful that God has allowed us to continue doing GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and everyone is welcome to call in at any time and share their testimony and what they're thankful for. And if you need the number, it's 646-238-38. Press 1 to go on the air. Also, you can listen to it on blogtalkradio.com by just pressing on this. Typing in GQ Palace, and that'll bring you to GQ Palace Radio and all of the shows that GQ Palace has. So at this time, I just want to give a special thank you to our special guest for joining us this evening, for Elder Young and his wife as well, Sister Monica. Thank you for calling in and joining us. And we're going to have our special guest, close in prayer this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. First, I'd like to thank Sister Lavinia. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank you for even for asking me to come on the broadcast. I thank God for. I believe it was all a divine. It was a divine appointment. So right now, we're just going to just acknowledge the God that lives in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Well, God, we just thank you, Lord, and we lift you up, God. According to Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of darkness of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this program, Lord, for this broadcast, God. We thank you, Father, that there are laborers, Lord, that are in the vineyard, Lord, that are doing what you call them to do, Father. Father, we lift up our sister, the woman of God, in this broadcast. We ask you to continue, Lord, to strengthen her, Lord, in every area of her life, oh,
yes,
God, even regarding her fiancé, Father, as I've spoken earlier, Lord. We declare by the authority of Jesus Christ,
yes,
that he
Lord.
Is already healed. The doctor's report will even mess him up. Right now, we speak right now, Holy Ghost power right now. for those who are sick. You know, this is the season and time where people begin to go through all type of infirmities of respiratory issues, asthma, and colds and sicknesses. But Father, you are a God that heals. So those who are on this line right now are battling any infirmities right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you right now to cast it out right now. Touch it and remove it now.
Yes,
Father, we thank you. You are your, one of your names is Rapha. I mean, you are the God that healeth thee. So we thank you, Father. Not just in body, Lord, or mind, but in an emotions, oh God. A lot of us, Father, got our battle through the emotional hurts and pains, Father, from our past. But when you gave us your spirit, you gave us a clean slate, oh God. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2, verses 10, that we are complete in Christ. You are above all principalities and all power of the enemy. You gave us that same authority, oh God. Father, we lift up the children, Lord, who are dear to you, oh God. Father, right now we come against all these spirits, all these demonic spirits of the New Age, the emos, the gothics, the witchcraft that is trying to contaminate our children in the name of Jesus, Lord. Begin to let them send laborers in that field. Begin to send people that will come to speak to the youth, oh God, and begin to tell them your original plan, your original intent, Lord, is that they will be kingly priests, oh God, that they was created for royalty, oh Lord, that they were created for greatness. Matter of fact, Father, you look at the success. You love the success that you have created, Lord. You didn't create anything bad. You said after you created everything, Lord, you said that it was good, Father. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the completion, for the newness, for the newness of our children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they will no longer follow after the world system, Lord, but they will follow after Christ. They will follow after the crossroads, the King, the anointed King. And we thank you, Father. And even we call forth the youth that are in the church, the youth that know who they are, to connect to those who don't understand it, Father, who don't understand who they are, their rightful place, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you now. For those who are on this phone, the ministries that represent it right now, we thank you, Lord. As you begin, Father God, to even move more of these ministries, oh God, that we all have an understanding of our divine purpose, Lord, the purpose that you called us to walk on this earth, God, to be ambassadors for your kingdom, God. And we thank you right now. We give you all the praise, Lord, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed and safe week, everyone. We will look forward to speaking to everyone next week, Sunday. And God bless you all.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because
my enemies did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that He favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is He that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my
but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,
my faith in
God, He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend. Won't compromise.
I speak
prosperity
and I speak
health. In question,
he
but he favored me.
Fall,
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will say
yeah,
because I got through my crisis, difficulty, through my hard times, I found favor. I got it. And the Lord gave it to me. You know what, y'all, I got it.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God says again.
the evilness of your haters bring it down. Thank God, everybody. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.